and well, Beverly was out here at the time, and heard you on there and says, oh, hey, that's Gary. But she's doing some baking and stuff in there. We're going over to my daughter's later this afternoon. So, howdy. Let's see. Ted, good strong signal. I'm hearing everybody superbly. Some quick comments here. Right on the DX60 there, Ted. And on the 18K resistor, Gary's right. The original was 18K at 2 watt. I'd probably bump that to 22 to 24K. Just as long as you're pulling minimum current through that regulator tube. The voltage is up on the 300 volt power supply so high anymore with the line voltages that that dropping resistor doesn't drop enough current or doesn't drop enough voltage across it, so the current gets too high through the regulator tube. And eventually the regulator tube just kind of quits regulating and turns into a short. To change that resistor to 22-24K and whatever's commensurate with good starting of the tune, and change it to a, well, you ought to change it to a 3-watt flame-proof metal film, carbon film, something like that. Certainly not a carbon composition resistor. Gary, this Ranger I'm using here now, I rebuilt this one here about a year ago.
See what my frequency.
I'm a little bit high, but not much. And I got everything that I wanted to do in it right, except the VFO drifts. And that's something I'm going to have to go back in and address. I took all the heat almost out of the VFO. The only thing left in there was the VFO tube, and now it basically drifts the opposite direction of most of them. So I got to do a little something in there on temperature compensating or something. So that's kind of a pain, but let's see. Tom, this Ranger is nothing like a regular Ranger. It's got relays in it for the mute control on the receiver. It's got a built-in TR switch. All the power supplies, all of them are solid-stated. It's got variable output power on the output. Right now it's running at 4 watts, which, I don't know, 40 watts or so. Let's see here. There's about 20 watts. That's doing about 20 watts there. And then there, that's down to about 5 watts. It's about 5 watts output, so it makes a good driver for the linear. The high voltage is switched by a vacuum relay on transmit, so there's no high voltage on in standby. The audio comes in at 600 ohm line and goes through a transformer that drives a phase inverter, and the phase inverter directly drives the grids of the EL34s. That's what the modulators are in here. The output's still a 6146. But there's only the VFO tube, the buffer tube, the driver tube, the final tube. There's the pair of EL34s. And there's the phase inverter tube that drives it. Otherwise, there's no other tubes in the rig at all. So anyway, this Ranger, and it's being driven by an external audio system here, Tom. Anyway, enough of that crap. I'll stand here for about one more than get going myself. Let's see, SX28, yeah, I've got one of those. Been thinking about rebuilding someday, although it still does work, and I have used it before. It's a lot of fun to use. Right now I'm using a AOR AR7030 receiver. Bandwidth of the receiver is about 10kc. That's being fed into a big old 15-inch woofer. So, Ted, over to you. nice signal your way. And what's this bit about getting up? Now, John's been in there a few times when you haven't been in there. WA6TJN K7VZP.